Quick-witted and loved by Melbourne? That's Fifi, Fev and Byron. The only thing quicker and more loved? Ultra-fast NBN on supercharged speed with iPrimus. Plus 1 month free for a limited time. Visit iPrimus.com.au.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. 101.9 The Box.
Fev, you have worked hard for your weekend because yesterday you went and hung out with Karl Stefanovic, Georgie Gardner. I would have loved to have been there, but I was quite busy.
You had your own thing for another network.
Working for another television network. But now before, because I do believe that a topic of conversation was our good friend Tim James, who is our senior producer. I'm giving him the respect he deserves, guys. Senior producer on this show and also brother of Scotty James.
Yes.
And poor Tim, we've been noticing he's sort of in Scotty's shadow at the moment because it's all about Scotty.
It's all about Scotty. So I thought what better way to get some more traction from our assistant producer, Jaffel Getter, photocopier man, Tim James, then ask Carl.
And this is from your lunch, is it?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Where else is it going to be from?
So you were speaking to Carl about Tim. Here we go.
Now, we've got a guy who on our team who's also a producer, but he's a producer of the assistant's assistant.
Yeah.
But his brother is Scotty James.
Oh, Scotty's a legend.
A legend, but his brother's not. So have you got any advice for him? Because you're the legend and poor Pete.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've got another brother who's a cameraman, but no one
knows. He's hopeless,
no one knows who he is. But we'll just talk about Pete.
No, Pete's...
Got any advice for Tim? Because he just lives in his shadow.
Well, Timmy, I know Scotty very well.
Yeah.
And I met up with Scotty and we actually did some downhill runs at Threadbow a few years ago. He unfortunately scooped the gene pool, the whole lot.
He got everything.
Everything. I mean, I went for a swim afterwards and...
It's just got everything.
And so for poor Timmy, I mean, you just sometimes, some days, I would imagine it's difficult for you to even get out of bed. Knowing
it is. Especially when he knows he's going to get me Jaffels and coffee.
I imagine how bad it is for him. Anyway, I think you should just pack up, go live somewhere else and try and have your own kids.
Shut up
the shop.
Done.
Yeah, if you've got enough money to go overseas, otherwise Fev can get you a plane to get over.
He actually used to wax Scotty's board for him. It was like a roadie.
Is that code for something?
No, yeah. Okay, we'll
You're
change the subject.
That's disgusting.
No. I don't know if that was... Wow.
Just two lads.
Squad of seven.
Along with it really
now,
right.
Carl and Fev, we'll hear more about this after eight because he was set a goal on behalf of the show, Fev,
wasn't
he? Yeah,
the challenge that I gave you yesterday, Fev, was to, one, for the silver medal, get invited to Carl's Bucks party, and for the gold, to get an actual invite to the wedding.
Hmm. Yes, the wedding invitation will happen once the Bucks party happened.
We're looking forward to finding
out
a bit
later. But I butted him up early with that combo.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Can we please talk about Cadbury's Caramilk?
Yes, we can.
Okay, because we have not talked about this for a few weeks. And we've got a very good friend here at Fox FM, Christian Hull, who is obsessed with it.
He's become the face of Cadbury.
Well, I know. No, I've always wanted to be the face of Cadbury.
Yeah, what's happened?
And I literally...
He's not even on air.
I live on Cadbury chocolate, and I hope Cadbury are listening. And that's not even an endorsement. I have no relationship with Cadbury, but I can't get enough of Cadbury.
Right. Me, family too.
But I won't lie. The Caramilk thing sort of passed me by because I'm not... White chocolate's not my thing.
Right.
So I didn't really get excited about it when it came out. And then suddenly I'm seeing you can't get it anywhere. And the minute there's something that you can't get, I'm trying to get it. So yesterday I went to 3 supermarkets.
No,
not there.
It's too late in the week, Boxy.
I know, but I've not tasted it yet. And then I'm reading a news story last night. People are online on eBay selling it for 10 times the retail price. Blocks of this Caramilk are going for $150.
My kids have gone crazy for this. So we usually do the weekly shop on a Monday, so it's stocked.
Yeah.
And because they're all on Instagram and they get on the internet, and it's all over the internet. Everyone's just craving the Caramilk.
What does it taste like, Fev?
I don't know.
That's right.
He's on a diet.
I'm on a diet, but I heard it's amazing.
It sort of melts in your mouth. Like I had one block of it, was brought home, and then no more because if it's in front of you, you eat it, right? It's the texture. It's like condensed milk, and it sort of just melts in your mouth.
Well, it is no secret to either of you. I am a choc-a-holic. I think it's choco-holic. But I'm one of those, and now I am obsessed with at least trying one piece of it.
I don't think you should.
You think it'll be in...
That you're done.
No, but see, I'm not a white chocolate person,
so
I think I'll go back to my dairy
caramel.
Milk. I don't know. Well, I'm desperate to try it. And I thought, because I can't find it at a supermarket and people are online doing it, 13, 10, 60, I'll buy a block off you if you've got a block.
With what budget?
How much money are you going to spend?
I don't know.
Wow, so we'll just find the money.
I just want to buy a block.
Okay, we'll pay for it. All right, so call us now if you have a block of Caramilk. Mm. 13 10 60 is the number.
Yeah, I don't mind. Make it a bidding war. I don't care. I'll pay what I need for this chocolate.
13 10 60.
Can I start? No.
Why?
Because I've got a block.
You've actually got a block?
Yep.
So it makes all this redundant?
Yep.
My kids
wouldn't sell it.
Can you just give me a block?
13 10 60. The call's already coming through.
Why won't you just give me a block?
Because I want you to buy a block.
Apparently Tim's downstairs. You didn't want to go to him?
So let's go to Tim. Now, Tim James, Scotty James' brother, he's back from Seoul, Korea. And now the next highlight of his career is he's down at Coles. So,
morning,
Timmy.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Timmy, how's Coles this morning at 20 past 7?
Yeah, it's great. The guys are stocking all the shelves. Everything's looking very fresh down here, guys.
Okay.
Are you in the confectionery aisle, Tim?
Not yet. I'm just walking past biscuits. Oh, here we go. Biscuits, chips and lollies.
Okay. Right. We'll get in there.
Okay. Have Cadbury. Bit of Daryl Lee. We don't want that.
Well, that's an Australian company. I mean, we're still very, very much about...
I bet you there's no Caramilk, but there'd be 1,000 fruit and nuts there.
There's fruit and nut, yeah. What about crunchy? You want crunchy?
No.
After that Caramilk. Can you see? Is it
Caramello roasted almond.
I don't think it's good.
Marvellous Creations. Yeah, no Caramilk.
Oh. Okay, that is really disappointing, Tim. But
can
while
we
you're
send
there,
him somewhere else?
No, just get a Dairy Milk.
I need toilet paper as well for home.
We will come back to your calls. Lots of calls, lots of offers. 13, 10, 60.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. 101.9, The Fox.
Caramilk, obviously very scarce, the Caramilk. And Fifi, you've actually put out a call on 13, 10, 60.
Well, I went to 3 supermarkets yesterday. I've been trying for the past week. And I thought this would all blow over and okay. But no, every time I get on social media, I'm reminded of Caramilk and I haven't tasted it. And now I've read online that they're going for $150 a block, which is just crazy to me.
Surely on the high side of what
you'd think so, but I really want to just taste one. Jessica in Werribee. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Jess, do you have excess blocks of Caramilk?
I have a block of Caramilk in my fridge as we speak.
Is it opened?
No.
Do you fridge your chocolate?
I do and I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
No, it's the best way to eat it.
Okay. Really? Separate
Jessica,
issue.
Are you prepared to let us buy that off you?
Yes.
How much do you want for it?
$150.
$150 bucks? That's...
Yep. Yeah,
done. It's a deal.
What do you mean it's done?
Well, we need to... I want to taste it.
That's the first offer you've had. So you're going to lock in $150?
Well, Jessica might go to the fridge and eat it if I don't lock it in.
I want
to lock it in. So Jessica, that is a deal. You will not touch that block before you send it to us.
Well, you've probably committed too soon. John, Great Ocean Road, hi.
How you going?
What would you have done?
I'm going to give it to Kate for free.
Kate will enjoy that when she gets it for free.
I'm not sure who Kate is, but he was going to give it to, I think, to Fee for free.
That's great.
Another one here, Turlin in Hoppers Crossing.
Turlin, hi. I just bought a block of Caramilk for $150.
I know. I just heard you.
Do you have a block
as
well?
What do you want to give to Kate?
I have a block and you can have it for free, Kate.
Okay, everyone stop calling her Kate. Hang on. Evan in Hillside. You're on with Fifi Box from Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Are you there, Evan?
Evan?
It's Yvonne. Good morning, guys.
Of course it's Yvonne.
It's Yvonne. Hi, Yvonne.
Crazy.
What?
$150? You're crazy.
Well, that's the going rate, though, online on eBay.
Kate's gone.
Do you know what? It's the time of giving, and I have 10 blocks at home, and I would love to send you one.
Yvonne, you just give me a free block. It's just I bought one for $150.
Hey, can we go back to Jess?
Yvonne, okay. Thank you so much. That's so kind.
Jess, the original one.
Go back to Jess.
Deal. Okay, can I just thank John, Turlin and Yvonne for offering to give me free blocks?
Hey, Jess, are you there?
I don't even know why you'd have 10 blocks of chocolate in the first place.
Well, I don't know why you're going to sell it for $150. Now, I know my good mate over here, Fifi, a.k.a. Kate, said she's going to buy it. $150, but
no,
I'm
a woman of my word, Jess.
I'm going to retract that, and we're going to get one for free.
No, I have to give Jess $150 now.
Hold the line, Jess.
Okay, I was just trying
to
help you.
We'll pay you.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Now, on the show this morning, we're talking about inspirational mums. We were contacted by Ebby. We've got Ebby in the studio. Thanks for coming in, Ebby.
That's okay.
Now, you contacted to tell us about your amazing mum, Mandy, who is your inspiration. And, you're going to get me crying already. Mandy, you're here too. Thank you for coming in, Mandy.
Hi.
Now, Mandy, we know you've had a really tough few years. In 2013, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm sorry now. I feel bad for bringing it up. We know how hard the last few years have been, really difficult, and with all the treatment you've gone through, that you couldn't stay working and you had to quit your job. And your daughter loves you so much, she contacted us to tell us what an inspiration you are to her. Ebby, did you want to say some words to your mum or tell Melbourne how amazing your mum Mandy is?
Yeah, she's a good lady. Not too much, she already knows, but yeah, you explained most of it, so.
Mm.
And how have you felt, Mandy? You've got a lot of support, obviously, from your daughter, and for her to sit here and say how much she loves you. Boxy's already got you crying.
Yeah, I know. I'm not, hold it in. And no, it's lovely.
And so you think that you've come in here today.
You think.
To go on a mother-daughter afternoon tea. Yes. That's what you've been told. That's not really why you're here.
What's she done?
We know, Mandy, that you are a massive Robbie Williams fan. So
yes.
We've got tickets for you to go to Robbie Williams this Saturday night, Rod Laver Arena. You're both going to see Robbie Williams.
I really don't know what to say.
How much do you love Robbie?
Oh, I love him.
You love him? And also, for a little sweetener, you're going to meet him.
One-on-one.
Are you serious?
One-on-one with Robbie Williams.
Don't.
Yes. You're going to meet Robbie.
You and Robbie.
I was just joking about this with one of my mates because she's at Robbie Williams too. And she goes, if you get to meet him, I'll kill you. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, you get to meet Robbie.
I don't know what to say.
You're going to be touching, well, like, appropriately. Oh, you know, you're going to see.
I'll touch him anyway.
Robbie. And, okay, talk us through this. So, Mandy, you're living in Richmond. Your
girlfriend. I grew up in Richmond in the 70s. Mm-hmm. I'm in my 50s now. There's a group of us. We've been friends ever since, you know. 30-odd years, and for my 40th, the crew from Richmond, they got me the mosh pit gold card, whatever.
Oh, you're in the mosh pit.
Yeah. So that was for my 40th. That was fantastic. And I know that cost them a lot of money. And then in 2015, I finished my first round of chemo, and my friend Nikki, she had a ticket, so I went and seen Robbie again.
Oh,
yeah.
We just know what a tough path you've been on, and you've got to look for these, you know, special moments in life, particularly for you too, as a loving mother and daughter. We'd love nothing more than to send you to see Robbie perform, but also meet him in person.
I really don't know what to say.
It's tomorrow. It's the Feb 24th, a Saturday night, the Rod Laver Arena show, and you meet Robbie. You've got a bit over 24 hours to prepare for this. Ebby, this is happening.
She's not going to be prepared.
I'm not. Well, just have the time of your life.
Yeah. I really don't know what to say. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Mandy. And you know what? Tomorrow night, put everything out of your mind. Go there, enjoy every song, enjoy the moment, and obviously get a photo.
Oh, we will.
Please do.
Whatever you do.
Thank you very much. I don't know what to say.
That's the least we could do.
Exactly. And good luck on your path and your journey. And you really are a beautiful mum and daughter. So we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Great mate of this show. In fact, he really is part of our family. He is Olympic bronze medalist Scotty James, brother of our senior producer Tim James.
Yes.
And Timmy and Scotty, obviously, were over there in Korea. And he's back. It's great to see Scotty back. And I couldn't help but notice yesterday, not only was he back, I mean, everywhere he goes, there's just, you know, crowds of people cheering.
He's got a bit on now, doesn't he?
Oh, he is hot property. I just couldn't help but notice he went. See, Scotty and I went to the same school, right. Tintern Grammar, out in Ringwood East. And Scotty's gone back there yesterday, and I couldn't help but notice all the photos of the whole school cheering and loving him. It was even on the Channel 7 news last night.
Yeah, they were chanting his name again.
Here we go.
You got that.
Let's have a listen.
For Scotty James, snowboarding has never been an individual sport. This is his team.
Oh, that's an assembly.
And then I was just reading the paper this morning, the headline, Scotty James gets rock star reception in special return to Tin Turn Grammar. First line, bronze is nice, but snowboarding sensation Scotty James will always be Tin Turn Grammar's golden boy.
Oh,
and I'm very happy for Scotty. Very. But I used to kind of be a big deal at that school.
Yeah.
And now I'm nothing.
Fev, remember when you popped
Nobody
into Tin
cares.
Turn last
yeah,
week, though?
I popped into Tin Turn last week and I asked for the whole assembly, pretty similar to what Scotty got, but they gave me grade two.
Well, no, that was lovely, and I do appreciate the kids being forced to cheer for me.
I know, and I said, what about the other kids? And they said they're actually in class.
Of course, and I'm like, No, this is Scotty's moment. I love it, and I hope that, and no doubt Scotty will end up on the Avenue of Excellence, and he has achieved excellence at Tin Turn Grammar, and I'm very happy for him.
He's already on it. We've got printouts.
He's already on it, mate.
I'll tell you what, Tin Turn is quite extraordinary. Helen Reddy, Grammy Award-winning artist Helen Reddy went to Tin Turn, so she's got you covered. Who we got here? Mavis June Robertson,
a superannuation
leader and social justice campaign, has done a tremendous job. So, I mean, there's a lot of different people on the Avenue of Excellence.
How many people are on that?
It's quite a long list.
It's
about nine.
Okay, that's fine.
He's going to get a house named after him.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay. You know, I get to say that Scotty James went to my school.
Great.
You always want, you know, it's nice to throw around someone famous, you know, throw their name around. So I went to the school that so-and-so went to.
I popped into the Hallam High reunion only a couple of weeks ago, the 20-year reunion, and by far the most famous person that's ever gone to that school is Brendan Favola.
There you go. Would you be? Do you
wasn't
think you
hard.
Are the most famous person at Hallam High?
Well, wasn't hard.
So Fev leads the way at Hallam High. FIFA's in your top 20 at Tin Turn. 13, 10, 60. I reckon.
Top 20.
Who was the most successful person that went to your Melbourne school?
I love this. So Melbourne schools.
You'd be top
this
five.
Is bragging rights. Who famous went to your school? We don't even care how famous.
Louise Herman won the Archibald Prize in 81.
Oh, okay. They're really clever.
I put your
well
top
done.
Five because I've never heard of any of those people, and I've heard of you.
13, 10,
I appreciate that, Fev.
13, 10,
you only
60.
Heard of me about a year ago.
No, I knew you. I remember actually going to a function when you were bit younger, in younger days at Triple M, and they said, that's Fifi Box, she's on the radio. And I was like, oh, there's little Boxy.
Oh, that's nice.
Who was
I think it was a poker function.
It was.
Who was the most successful person at your Melbourne school? We'll come back to your calls.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We were talking about Scotty James, the rock star of the Winter Games, who's come home to Melbourne, a good local Warrandyte boy. I'm a Wonga Park girl, just in the suburb next door. I'm always just that little bit removed from Scotty. Both went to Tin Turn out there in Ringwood East. And Scotty went back yesterday and to our school, the school that I went to too, and got quite a reception.
For Scotty James, snowboarding has never been an individual sport. This is his team.
Scotty! Scotty!
I did go back once and nobody... Well, actually, my former drama teacher, she welcomed me out the front. So
that's
that was
very nice.
But
that's nice.
I didn't get the
chance. He's on the Avenue of Excellence.
Like
I believe it's the Tin Turn Grammar Avenue of Excellence achievement.
How do you get on that?
Well, Fee's at this
you
point.
Win a,
are
win
you
a
on
bronze
that Avenue?
Medal. I'm not. Okay. It's fine.
But he was on that before he got the bronze medal.
He world champion snowboarder. No, he's earned his position on the Avenue of Excellence. And now I get to say, once upon a time, I was a big deal at Tin Turn. I'm not anymore. But I got to go to the school that Scotty James went to. So, bragging rights, Melbourne. Brag about who went to your school. Nella in Suffolk. Hi, Nella.
Hello. How are you going, guys? I went to school with three superstars.
Whoa. Firstly, what school?
St. Columbus. There was actually a fourth. I can't remember who they were. Probably not so important. But, Tina Arena.
Wow.
Jennifer Kite.
Oh.
A popular newsreader, Jennifer Kite, yep.
Yep, and Wendy Stapleton.
Singer. Wendy's a great singer. Do you know what, Nella? That does not surprise me because when we used to do the... Stedfords, Rocker Stedfords.
Yeah.
St. Columbus, you guys won it every year.
Yeah, we killed it.
You killed it.
No wonder why.
Tin Turn.
Young talent time on there.
Scotty James as Tin Turn, we used to get smashed. No, I remember going, oh gosh, St. Columbus are here again. Very good. And Tina Arena went there, obviously.
Unbelievable.
T in Geelong. Hi, T.
Hi, how you going?
Good, T. What school did you go to?
I went to Penleigh and Essendon Grammar School in Essendon.
Ooh, Pegs.
Good school.
Yeah, Pegs boy.
Pegs boy. Well, there's a few, I'm guessing a few footballers maybe would have gone to Pegs.
Yeah, it's quite a few fair mates. Dusty Fletcher, Trent Cotchin. But the guy I was calling in this morning about was Eric Banner went to my school.
Whoa. Oh, he did too. I think
yeah,
I knew that.
He's a Pegs boy. He was there quite a while ago, but we got all his signed memorabilia. We got a photo of the Hulk up in the school office and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, he's a big dog.
He's a big dog.
Yeah, he's a big dog. And his our school was in his movie about his car.
Oh, that's so cool. Giving back to his school community as well, as I'm sure you've done, Fief, with Tintern over the years.
Yeah, I love Tintern. I still passionately love Tinterns, where Scotty James went. Ken in Toorak. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Ken. Ken, what school did you go to?
I went to Scoresby Primary School, so that was a while ago.
Yeah, who else went to Scoresby?
Kylie Minogue.
Whoa. Went to Scoresby Primary?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that in Scoresby.
Would that have meant Danny was there? Or?
I had no idea. When I was there, I think she was already on Neighbours. I think she was only there for maybe 2 or 3 years, maybe like a passing through type thing.
I used to play tennis against Scoresby too.
Oh, there you go. Inter-school rivalries.
Scoresby? What about Ken's gone from there to Toorak?
Yeah, I know.
You're kicking goals, Ken.
I really like Scoresby. I like Scoresby.
Fev, anyone else? I mean, Hallam High, I went to your 20-year reunion. Great night at Pakenham Bowling Club. I reckon there's surely been some others other than yourself that have gone on to public kind of... there must have been.
Mate, when you're the big dog, you don't worry about the other little pups getting around.
Billy in Elphington. Hi, Billy.
How are you?
Good, Billy. What school did you go to?
Marcelin College.
Oh, who else went to Marcelin?
Like Pegs, there was a few footballers, but... Yeah. Alphonse Gangitano is the one who's got me to call up.
Sorry, who?
Alphonse Gangitano.
Wow. I know him from Underbelly. Vince Colosimo played him.
Yes. What sort of child was he?
I couldn't tell you that. I'm a different era from Alphonse.
And Billy, I strongly suggest you don't tell us anything.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
I wanted to talk about Barnaby Joyce and Vicky Campion, and just to put an end to this, but to talk about what I think is really needs to be discussed, because there's so much about the scandal and he's a politician and then he obviously there's the situation with his ex-wife now and his children. And we know that Barnaby and Vicky sat down and did an exclusive interview with Fairfax Media where they wanted to put it to end so everyone can move on. And, you know, this particular case is in the public eye. He is a public figure. So it has gotten all that attention. But what he did discuss, and this is the element of this whole scandal I think we need to focus on. He said, the one thing that has deeply annoyed me is that there is somehow an inference that this child is less worthy than other children. And it's almost spoken about in the third person. I don't want our child to grow up as some sort of public display. It's a fact. We are having a child. It's a boy. It's not more or less loved than any of my other children. And this is the tough thing because we can see, and we've all watched it over the past 2 or 3 weeks. We have a very angry wife. We have a relationship that's developed, obviously, during a period where he has been married. He has older children. It's messy. It's yucky. But there is a child involved. And I think that is the one thing that moving forward, everyone has to rise above it. And this poor baby, when it comes into the world and the media, everyone has to now back off and let this child have a chance.
I think what he said there is fair.
Yeah, it is.
Like, in a way.
Criticise him as a man or a politician. Yeah.
And obviously his wife is not in a good place, obviously, because of what's happened, and she's lost her family and lost her husband, but still got her children. But... He's now pregnant, and that baby is going to be us media are always going to say, oh, the baby that he had an affair with. And I don't think that's fair on the child.
Well, it's not. It's really bringing that child into a world where they almost need to. He has to leave the public eye, and you know, you'd almost argue move away where it can, you know, that it can just disappear the story, and the child can grow up in a safe space. But look, this is in the public eye. This happens in our suburbs here in Melbourne all the time. You know, affairs happen. People who are married they stray, there are babies that can get born, and those babies grow up. And we thought it might be interesting to hear this morning from anyone out there, adult obviously, who was the child of an affair. What is that experience like? Does it? I'm guessing over time, particularly in Barnaby's situation, there will be a stage when his older siblings are at peace with all of this, his ex-wife may be at peace with it. You'd hope that love conquers and that a baby can be welcomed into the world and supported
and
by
I suppose,
everyone around
them. Fief, at what age does a child start to consider that or think about that? At what age would you explain that, if indeed, because the child may not even know or care about
exactly.
that for a long time?
Exactly, and maybe you grew up not realising and only found out when you're an adult, oh, mum or dad had an affair and that's how I came into the world. Mm. Because it happens, let's be honest. Yep. We can all have our moral judgment hats on and go, oh, that, but it happens. So 131060, if anyone is prepared to share their story, were you the child of an affair?
131060 is the number.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
We were talking about the little boy that's coming into the world for Barnaby Joyce and his partner Vicky. Because everybody's been throwing stones, had all their opinions at this couple. And you know what? They're in the public eye and there is an argument. People would say, well, he's a politician, he's a public figure, we're allowed our opinions. And I was just saying, let's just all take a moment to think about the little boy that's coming into the world. And hopefully by that stage, everybody, the media included, and that's us included. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm only bringing this up now because I think it's important to pass that message on before we keep this campaign about, oh, this, you know, terrible man and how he's gone and fallen in love with someone he worked with and he's still got a wife. Okay, let's put all that aside. Little boy is coming into the world. And what's that experience like when you are the product of an affair? Now, people might grow up not realising that. They might find out when they're a bit older. But we thought, 131060, this would happen a lot.
Yep.
What was it like growing up? And were you the product of an affair? And we've got Leah from Torquay. Hi, Leah.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Leah. Leah, thank you for calling.
That's okay.
Now, this is, so you were, your parents were having an affair when they conceived you?
Yes, they were. And my mum was never sort of shy about telling me about it either. So I always grew up knowing. So it wasn't a secret. So, yeah.
Did your parents, did they end up together? Did
No, they didn't end up together, but they did end up rekindling when I was 18.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Leah, did you have siblings at the time?
No, so I'm my mum's only child, but my father has three other children to his wife. And over the years, we have tried to rekindle as a family and bring everyone together, but those children have never accepted me, and his side of the family have never acknowledged that I am actually a part of it. So, yeah.
So now your father, he stayed married after you were born?
He did. I'm not too sure about the timeline of things, but he did end up breaking away from his wife. So, yeah.
How do you feel about that, your half family don't accept you as you're a product of your dad as well?
Yeah.
And so are they.
Yeah. Look, it was really difficult probably in my 20s. I really struggled with it and sort of thought, well, I didn't ask for this situation and it's not my fault. And
you were put on the planet. That's what you've done. I mean, all you've done is you've just lobbed up on the planet.
Well, you know what I like there, Leah? You sound so well adjusted. And what I like about what you said, that your mum was up front with you the whole time. And I can imagine, because I think this, you know, you often hear this, whether it's other issues like adoption or other, you know, there are people or parents try to protect their children.
Yeah.
And it sounds like your mum being so honest and open with you has actually done you a good service over your life.
Yeah. We're fairly close. So, you know, and as an adult, I'm in my 30s now. I understand these things happen. So, that's okay. And
I think that's it, Leah. I think that's what everyone needs to. This does happen, and there's always hurt in life, but at some stage we have to just reach out and forgive and love, because otherwise we might as well just pack it in. It just gets too hard.
And for this kid, that's going to be in the public eye as well. I mean,
are you still close with your dad, Leah?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's a shame.
He, as a child, when I was growing up, virtually didn't want anything to do with me either.
Oh, Leah.
So I guess I may have caused an embarrassment to him, or he wasn't.
It was his fault.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he had fun doing
Don't you ever feel that you're an embarrassment?
No, I don't feel that, but I feel that that's maybe what happened to him. And as I said, he did come back into my life when I was 18, but as an adult, I have made the choice that he's not in my world. So
yeah, and you know what, Leah, you've chosen to be happy. And as I said, you sound like you've got a really good head on your shoulders, and you're really well adjusted. And I think that's a great lesson for other people. In fact, I wish that your other siblings were listening and took a leaf out of your book.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for your call,
Leah. Fifi, Fev, Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Now, I've had a big week this week. I've looked forward to a lot of things. I had my footy show shoot on Monday, which went really good. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward tonight to the Bulldogs playing the Blues in AFLW, because that's your team and my team, and I can't wait to see that. And it's Pride game, which is great. They've got new jumpers. But the big thing this week for me was sitting down, having a long lunch with the one and only Karl Stefanovic. And you gave me a challenge yesterday, Boxy.
I did. Yesterday I said, okay, before you sit down with Karl, or when you're there are two things I want you to get. One, for the silver medal, I want you to get an invite to his Bucks party.
Yes.
But then I want you to go for gold and get an invite to the wedding.
Yes. So I thought, we were at a beautiful place in the city down Flinders Lane, and geez, it was a really stunning place. I was a bit underdressed. I didn't realise it was such a big lunch, but I thought I would butter up Georgie first and get an insight into how I'm going to play Karl. Now, I've got one question to ask you, because I need some advice.
Yes.
I've been set a challenge by Fifi Box. You know Fifi
Love
Box.
Fifi Box.
Who's my co-host.
Yes.
I've got to try and get on Karl's Bucks.
Ah, okay.
How do I work my way on? Because I don't think me and Karl together would be a real good mix for both of our careers.
No, okay, you've got me a little stumped there. Look, do you mix a good cocktail?
No.
Okay, well, there you go. If you can do a mean espresso martini, and I know for a fact he loves them.
Yes.
Then I reckon you're there.
Okay.
There you are serving the drinks.
Bartender, Fev.
So I'm going to be a waiter.
Georgie,
yeah, good gear by
drinks.
Georgie. So I thought to myself, I won't go straight to Karl. We'll have a few frothies first.
Oh, okay.
Get him up and about.
Implied.
Yeah.
With alcohol.
Well, yep. That's...
Drink responsibly.
Yeah, 100% Boxy, but I bit my tongue for a little bit, and then I went in for the kill. Now, you've got a big day coming up.
Yeah.
And I've spoke to your co-host, Georgie, for some tips.
Yeah.
I'm a great espresso martini maker.
Yeah.
So I'm just laying down a foundation.
Yeah.
I like to party.
Yeah.
I like to have fun.
Yeah.
How do I go about getting on your Bucks?
Well, I thought you were talking about the Logies. The Logies on the Goldie. Mate, we're just got to get through that day, one day at a time.
One day at a time.
Yeah, you got to come up to the Logies. I know you don't like it. The Logies on the Gold Coast are going to be the best ever, because I've got
the Bucks on after it.
Because I've got all you can drink passes at Melba's.
Well, mate, I'm a VIP there. Life member. Cav Ave was my hood. I lived in Brisbane for a while, mate. So I got sacked.
Mate, the Lions have never been better. They'll win the flag this year too, I'll have you know.
Also will.
Yeah, yeah. Mate, you're not coming to any kind of Bucks party that I'm having, because it will get way too much attention. And there won't be such a night anyway. I'm just taking it very casually at the moment.
That's very flattening. Yeah. I've got nothing else to talk to you about now. So.
No, well, mate, why don't you shuffle off in your Louis Vuitton shoes or whatever they hell are. Good to see you, brother.
You too.
Wow, well, in terms of the challenge that was issued, unfortunately...
I failed,
He failed that.
I don't know if I did, because he said it's not coming up. I think he's going to be waiting a while. And I reckon I'll get me way on there.
Look, he knew there was a microphone. I think Karl realised... Well, the same way that we all realise that if you two were out on the town together, I mean, I don't think there are front pages big enough to cover those stories.
There's not, and there was a lot of media around, and he did once the microphone was off, sent me a wink and said, we're on,
big fella. I can tell. You'll be flying up to Sydney one weekend and you'll be telling us, oh, I'm speaking at a conference.
On Packer's boat.
You're off.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Our next guest is the best smelling guest we've ever had in the studio.
God.
My God. I mean, I know he's had a number of other accomplishments, but what about that aftershave?
Vance Troy, you have so many strings to your bow now. What's just happened in the studio? You're like the Pied Piper. We all just started to... Go, what is this smell?
I sniffed him.
Because Fev wears a bottle of his stuff.
I like to smell very good, Vance, and I've got a beautiful array of perfumes and aftershaves because I wear both. And I've got.
He
I
does.
Actually wear my wife's female perfume because it smells better. I think it smells better. I've got Tom Ford on now, which is beautiful smelling. But wow.
Thank you, Fev. From a connoisseur, that means a lot. So I appreciate it.
Wow.
Now that we've made you feel really uncomfortable to kick this off, we are going to hear your brand new song, We're Going Home.
This is a treat,
live,
yes.
Live in the studio.
I want to make it clear that Vance Joy is not here to promote Aftershave.
Okay.
It is, in fact, the new album Nation of Two, which is available to stream and download now. He's had a very busy week. The fans are getting around the new record. Very exciting. But yes, we are going to hear We're Going Home right now.
But does he have to leave the studio?
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Great to have the local boy who's done good back in Melbourne and back in the studio.
Could not be more proud of you, Vance. As fellow Melburnians, we've always been proud of your success and just being one of the best blokes in the business. I know you hear that a lot, but it's because you are. And I was wondering this, because as you were performing, Fev particularly, he's very keen to get out his phone and start filming and recording. And we did notice a big story that broke, the Cherry Bar in Melbourne, a really popular music live music venue, they were suggesting maybe to ban phones. Mm. And I was wondering, as a performer, how does it feel when you've got everyone with their phones in front of you?
Mm. Actually, look, I don't know. Like, I feel like I always feel the temptation to get my phone out when I see something cool. And I'm like, should I be looking with my eyes or my phone? Like, it's like, and you kind of like reach your phone, you're like, ah. So I don't know. Like, I think that's just a natural thing that we're going to live with.
It is.
But, as well, in a really intimate setting, like if I'm playing to like 10 people and it's like, you
like
know,
that, like that one then when Fev like had his phone out.
Yeah. It's like if I'm playing right in front of Fev, like it's 1 meter, I feel like it's fair for Fev to put a barrier between. So it's like he can enjoy it and just be like, okay, this isn't weird. Because if he's like just looking directly into my eyes and I'm
weirder.
Looking, it's weirder. Yes. If I'm just like playing like this, it's so.
Oh, he would prefer it. He would actually prefer that Fev does it.
Because if I'm staring at Vance into his eyes and he's looking at me, it's not going
to. If we can both be just like, okay, put a phone in the middle and it's like, yeah, it's especially a little safety barrier. That.
Especially after I just told him how well he smells.
Oh, I know. Actually, maybe
Fev's just told me how good I smell. He's looking in my eyes.
Maybe we could do radio like that, just look at each other through phones. That might make me feel more comfortable.
That's not very
joking,
nice.
I love you.
Now, mate, you're flying. You've been at every festival around the world. Yeah. The fans, like 1 million sales in America for Riptide.
Yeah, I think
that's a bloody great effort.
Yeah, that song definitely grew wings and opened a lot of doors. So, I'm very grateful for the fact that that came along and I wrote that song.
5-time platinum.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's something like that.
What are you, Molly Meldrum over there?
Mate, when we have guests on, you'll do your research. Yeah. He's bloody amazing at it.
Riptide's 4 years old.
No, but 5-time platinum, no, that's
solid.
A lot.
It is solid. Yeah.
We interviewed some people yesterday that had only gone 1-time platinum.
Okay.
So don't mention them.
5-time platinum.
They've done very
unbelievable.
They're happy with 1-time platinum.
5 times more.
5 times more. See? Yeah. Fans is all over.
No, not to be
don't
angry.
You start.
Do you know what? Things are going so well there between you, Fev and Vance, that Vance, would you mind hanging around? Because up next we do a little segment called Is It Amazing? I forgot the name of the segment for a second. And we might get an amazing story from you.
Yeah,
if
I hope
you
it meets the
one.
Mark.
Oh, good. Well, this is the thing. We are brutal judges.
Okay.
Up next, we've got an amazing story from Vance Joy.
Or is it? We'll find out next on The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Vance Joy is our guest. He's hanging out with us on Fifi, Fev and Byron. Of course, the new album, Nation of Two, available to stream and download. He just performed We're Going Home, his new single for us, but it's time for...
Is it amazing? It's amazing.
Big shout out to Alex Lloyd who helped us out with that one.
Well, I kind of wish I hadn't sung it whilst Vance is sitting here too. That's not my finest
work.
Sounds
good. I like that.
Thank you, Vance. Now, okay, this is a segment, and 131060, if you want to get involved and share an amazing story, just a heads up, Vance, we are quite brutal. Like, it's...
I won't be disheartened.
Okay, good. Okay, because we still love you, whatever happens. Yeah. But forge ahead. What's your story?
And sometimes, by the way, the guys suggest a way you could have improved it. They give you some feedback at the end.
I'm thinking about the ways I'm going to ruin this, but already. But what happened was in 2016, my band and I, we got to perform at the AFL Grand Final, which was a big, awesome thing.
It was amazing.
Yeah, so cool. And we knew that it was like, you know, the record label was like, you know, this is a possibility. anyway, and it ended up happening. It was super cool. I got to hang out with the Living End a bunch and got to know them, and then...
And the Bulldogs won.
The Bulldogs won. It was crazy. Best game ever. My family and friends came. It was cool. Hmm. Sting was the headliner, and we were backstage, and like we were all sitting around, and we could see Sting like in the green room. He'd just flown in from America, like some all-hours flight. Like he'd come in for like 3 hours off a plane, play the grand final, get on a plane and go back overseas. So it was that kind of vibe, and we hadn't really spoken to him. And I was like, oh, maybe I won't get a chance to meet Sting. It's all good. But like, I can see him across the table and he looks really good. He had really good triceps. Everyone was like, how ripped is Sting?
When you do give him feedback, does he need to talk about Sting's triceps?
I get the feeling you're a bit of,
he's just putting a little GST
on. I'm trying
on.
Really hard to make it more sprinkle. Interesting. I'm like, what can I talk about?
No, beautiful. Good, good.
And so we played and we got off stage and then we went back to the green room. We were sitting and eating, and at this time Sting was like performing and we were just sitting there just chilling out, me and the band, and we're kind of like just decompressing. A few minutes later, I just feel these arms kind of embrace me from behind, and it was like really warm, like loving embrace. I might be taking a license here with some of these details, but I felt this person like embrace me from behind, and I just hear this voice and it was like, great job. And I was like, looked over and it was Sting, and I was like, thank you so much. So nice to meet you. And then he just like walked away and everyone at the table was just like, you know, like couldn't say anything. And then I was like, whoa, that was pretty cool, right? And everyone was like,
did you touch his triceps?
They were there. They were there holding me. I saw them at close range. But yeah, that was my story.
You just awarded with an amazing.
Oh, I did it.
Yes, you did it.
And if it wasn't good, we would have played something like this. This is what I like to do. It's a close to amazing.
But just needs a little twist at the end.
Oh, or if it's really bad.
If it's really bad,
Byron.
This one.
We've always got this one. It's a little
bit we had Peking Duck in, and they told a story, and they got that one.
Right. Horrendous. Yeah. It was a horrific story.
No, well, it was all over the shop. Their delivery wasn't up to scratch.
They hadn't been home from the night before.
Yeah, they couldn't remember the...
Couldn't remember anything. Anyway, Vance Joy's new album, Nation of Two, available to stream and download. This is the single that he performed for us earlier, We're Going Home. We're going home. If we make it all we don't, we won't be alone. What a good sport, Vance Joy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much. We hope you loved that Beefy Fem and Byron catch-up. You'll also love ultra-fast NBN with iPrimus on supercharged speed for 24 months. Or you can leave within 30 days with no termination fees. Visit iPrimus.com.au. Beefy.